This lulls people into the deception that that's the equal of being saved. Oh my, Christianity is filled with people in all kinds of religious activities. Just think of all the Christian organizations. I mean, there's no end to them. Think of all the Christian publishing, books, music, literature of every imaginable kind, television, radio. It's endless. How many people are involved in all of this? Think of all the churches from Roman Catholicism, the Orthodox Church, down through everything that purports to be Christian, including cults, all the way through to liberal Protestantism, the denominations, all the way down to every different kind of church. And churches now pop up everywhere. The idea today is to start your own church. You're not supposed to be called or gifted or trained or ordained. You're just supposed to be entrepreneurial. Everywhere these churches pop up and reinvent what a church should be around the personality of the leader. And they involve people. I just got a little deal that somebody showed me the other day that came out to everybody in my part of town. The new techno church. And it features breakdancing Jesus boy. Breakdancing Jesus boy in the new techno church. Well, that's involving a lot of people. And then when they meet, it says, when you come, bring your stuff. Bring your rap albums, bring your turntable, and you can be a disc jockey. And who knows what's going on in that situation. But it involves all kinds of people who feel like they're connected to breakdancing Jesus boy. You know, we laugh at that because it's so absolutely ludicrous and ridiculous. But it's a tragedy beyond all tragedies. Religious activity everywhere, everywhere. There's a fifth feature that I think lures people into deception. I like to call it a fair exchange approach, a fair exchange approach. It's so typical. It usually starts like this. I'm basically a good person. It's the idea that you believe in God and you're a good person as over against a bad person, which means given a 24-hour day, most hours in that day you're not committing a violation.